Hey guys, welcome back to today's episode. We're going to be talking about one of my probably most favorite topics, and that is goal setting. Things that have helped me accomplish goals. Now, I will be 100% honest here. I sucked at setting goals. I was not good at it. I would forget what my goal was a week later, and by the end of the year, when I was reevaluating the prior year, I didn't see the changes. I didn't know if I was a different person. And as I have developed my own method of goal setting and accomplishing things, I have noticed massive changes in my life and natural progressions that have happened because I have chosen to take action and now I have a way to implement it. So today I'm going to be sharing all of the truth bombs behind that. Welcome back to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast, where we choose to become empowered patients and take our health into our own hands. Hi, I'm Shannon Hansen, a Christian entrepreneur, a mom of three, and after dealing with my own health mysteries, I made it my mission to learn everything I could about the thyroid. I soon became certified as a holistic wellness practitioner, a functional nutrition practitioner, and a functional diagnostic practitioner, and so much more. After that, I founded the revolutionary thyroid program, the Hansen Method. As a health professional and a mom, I fully understand the importance of having a fun, simple, and sustainable plan for achieving a responsive thyroid. So I share actionable and practical strategies for developing a responsive thyroid so that the ambitious moms and women can gain freedom from fatigue and lose the thyroid weight once and for all. Each week, I will be here for you. Along with my guest experts, we will be sharing simple and tangible tips that work for not only your thyroid, your hormones, your family, and your mindset so that you can get back to living the life that you envision for yourself. Welcome to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast. So the first step here is understanding the levels or the stages of readiness when we are setting goals. And then we're going to dive into being able to actually implement the things that you are hoping to go after and accomplish. So here we go through all of the different phases. Now, oftentimes we shift forward, we can shift backward along this continuum. One day you might be in that pre-contemplation stage when something happens and it triggers you to jump into action. Or you might be in an action stage and something happens and you revert back to the contemplation stage. Like everything else in our life, your commitment to change is not constant. The key is to recognize where you are right now and accept that. Just because you have chosen to be a part of a weight loss program or, you know, the Hansen Method or something like that doesn't mean that you're ready to actually make the necessary changes to restore thyroid function, to lose weight, to gain energy, and that is perfectly okay. What is not okay is beating yourself up for something that you are not yet ready to do. So we're going to be diving into, like I said, those different levels of awareness. Just be aware of your present mindset. This is often enough to help you progress to that next stage. And keep your readiness in that changed state in your mind while you're making those goals and while you are moving forward. So the first stage of readiness is that pre-contemplation stage. You are not ready to change. You're in denial. Maybe you say things like, well, I'm not that tired, or it's not costing me that much money, or maybe you're 100% in denial of how it's actually affecting you. What might happen in the future isn't enough to motivate you and your behaviors right now. So, for example, you go to your doctor says to you, hey, your thyroid levels are borderline, and I'm starting to notice that your glucose levels are going up, and you probably need to lose weight because you have a family history of being type 2 diabetic. You're thinking in your mind, my weight is just fine, my energy levels are just fine, I'm okay. My clothes, yeah, they're a little tight, but I don't need to do anything about it right now. Step number two, or phase number two, is the contemplation stage, thinking about change. You may have really good intentions, but you haven't made the mental commitment to make the change yet. And that's okay. So maybe you're like, oh, man, I know I need to do something. It's December. We've got the holidays. I just don't want to commit to cutting out the sugar right now. You're thinking things like, I need to lose weight, but it's not something I can do right now, right? Christmas, the holidays, vacation. We always have these different excuses, but that can keep us motivated, especially when we go into phase three, where we're ready to change. So, for example, if you're going on vacation here soon, and maybe you don't want to start your weight loss journey or trying to get on track with your thyroid and stuff before you go on vacation, which is understandable, but you go ahead and sign up and you commit for a program, you will be more motivated to go ahead and get started with, as soon as you get home, because you've already spent the money in investing in yourself. So that's really phase three, is preparation. You're ready for change. Now that you're ready, you haven't started yet, right? You've decided to lose weight. You've joined the Hansen Method. You've joined a weight loss program. You've joined something to help keep you accountable. You guys, what I have found with goal setting is I need accountability. And 90% of the women that I work with also need accountability, because it's not enough to go at this alone anymore. There's too many distractions. There's too much to pull us away from being able to follow through. I am highly motivated, y'all. Like, I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to figure out a way to do it. But if I have someone there that is holding me accountable, I am much more likely to accomplish it faster than when I try to go at it on my own. All right, number four, the action step. Action is making changes. You've signed up for a program, you've signed up for the Hansen Method, and now you're ready to see the results. But you need to continue to make those small, simple changes for that compounding effect to see the end result. So maybe what you've decided to do is to keep a food journal, and you're using that food journal to keep track of where you're really at. You're getting honest with yourself, and you're helping to understand your different goals, your different habits, and what is really the problem here. Is it the midnight snacking? Is it that you are eating a lot of junk food when you're out with friends? You guys, I keep having to pause this because apparently, living close to the Air Force Base, we have planes flying over all day. They must be having some kind of training today. Hang with me. And in all honesty, I only notice the planes when I'm recording podcast episodes. So anyways, okay, let's keep going here. So that action phase, that is what is going to propel you moving forward, right? You're showing up to the coaching calls. You're showing up to the gym. You're being honest about where you're at right now, and you're making the necessary changes. You're stopping your habit of going out to eat for every meal of the day, right? And you're cutting back and you're making those changes so that you can see the changes, because you'll hear me say this over and over again. All of those small, tiny actions, habits, patterns that you have and you create will add up over time for massive results and massive changes in any and every aspect of your life. Okay, the last stage of accomplishing your goals is the maintenance stage. This is where those small, simple changes add up, because you have made it a lifestyle. You've made it a habit. You've made it a pattern. Just as going to the cabinet and grabbing a handful of chocolate chips was a habit before, now you have replaced that same habit with, let's say, grabbing nuts. or you've replaced that habit with chewing gum, or you've replaced that habit with going for a walk, or you have replaced whatever habit it is, but it's just become so second nature that you don't even think about it. And that is where you stay on track. And a huge congratulations to you, because you have successfully overcome the challenges that you were facing before. So, for example, when you look back at the end of 2021, you can say something like, in less than a year, I lost 40 pounds, I quit smoking, and now I exercise 3 times a week, and I have reduced my chances of type 2 diabetes. I didn't realize how bad I felt until I started to feel good. How many of you guys have had an experience like that? You started eating cleaner. You started sleeping 8 hours a night. And all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, I feel so good. I have so much more energy. And really, I think that's where a lot of you guys are, and myself included. I have totally been in this category where I started making these changes, and all of a sudden I had more energy, my clothes started feeling better, and it wasn't because I was trying to make these big, massive efforts towards weight loss, energy or whatever. It was because all of those little things that I was doing started to make changes and have an impact on how I was feeling. So we've all heard of SMART goals before. SMART goals mean specific to the state of the goal that we are wanting to reach, right? M for being measurable, having a way to measure your success. Weight loss is easy because you step on the scale and you see numbers going up, or you see numbers going down, or you see them staying the same. A is action oriented, right? Making sure that you can take action towards that goal to accomplish it so that you extinguish a negative action that accompanies it. R is being realistic. So choosing the goal that can truly be obtained. We'll just leave it at that. A goal that is realistic. And T is for time oriented. So having an appropriate deadline for meeting that goal. For example, if you're starting a business, and you're like, I'm going to make $1 million in a month, and you just launched your business, that may not be realistic, and that may not be the appropriate amount of time for that specific goal. Setting goals for your personal health, we need to be very realistic here. To say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month is not really realistic, and it can be overwhelming. That's not necessarily a healthy goal either, to be able to lose that amount of weight in that amount of time. So my recommendation, and this is where I'm going to walk you through how I set my goals and how I accomplish all my goals that have made massive changes, like I said, in my life. The first one is reverse engineering. And I heard that over and over and over again. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to do that. So hopefully today, you guys will have a better understanding of what it means to reverse engineer your goals. Well, I'll give you a couple of different examples. If your, let's say, financial goal is to make $200,000 in a year, the best way to do that is to break that goal up into 4 sections. For example, quarters, right? We have quarter 1, quarter 2, quarter 3, quarter 4 for the entire year, which is $50,000 for that year. Then if we break it down one step further into monthly goals, that's like $16,666 and some odd cents, right? I think it's one of those like multifaceted sixes or repeating numbers. Then breaking it up into monthly sales and weekly sales. And then you can continue to reverse engineer what that looks like, right? For example, you need so many sales calls that week, and you need them to convert at a certain percentage, and therefore your goal has been reverse engineered into daily and weekly tasks in order to accomplish that specific goal. if we use weight loss, because it is measurable, right? Something like, I'm going to gain energy. That is super hard to measure because how do you measure more energy? I mean, we could go into possibly measuring your resting metabolic rate, how quickly you burn calories at rest, but not everybody has access to that. So we'll keep it pretty simple here. If you want to lose 50 pounds in a year, we have 52 weeks in a year, and that is just under a pound a week that you would need to lose. If we further that, right, or actually if we quarter that, that would be 12 and a half pounds per month, or excuse me, per quarter that you would need to lose in order to stay on track. If you divide that among 3 months, that is 4.16 pounds per month, which, as we know, is around 4 pounds per week that you would need to be able to lose in order to accomplish the weight loss goal of 50 pounds. So what actions do you need to take daily, weekly, or monthly to accomplish that goal? You guys, I'm going to tell you, it's very simple. Drinking water, walking, light exercises, and eating clean foods, cutting out the processed foods. Now, again, with thyroid, we have lots of episodes on key thyroid nutrients and how to make this happen more specifically. But generally speaking, it's going to come down to those daily actions of drinking water, walking, and eating healthy, whole, nutritious, and nutrient-dense food for your thyroid. For me, the second part of accomplishing my goals is figuring out the reason. We hear all the time, you know, find your why, find your reason, find the why behind the why, and ask your, you know, keep asking yourself why you want something until you start crying. And while that may work for some people, that doesn't necessarily work for other people. When people would say, ask yourself why, I felt like I was always giving these surface level answers because I was always scared to find the real reason. And you guys know I overshare much of my life with you guys. But for me, starting a business wasn't about the money. It was about the security and what that meant to me. Being raised by a single mom, and my mom did not have any, she hadn't completed college until after my parents got a divorce. And so while she was trying to get her feet back on the ground, and going to school and working full-time and taking care of kids after the divorce, it was a lot for her to deal with and to handle. And that was something that I didn't want to have happen, whether something happened to my husband and he died, or a divorce, or something. Like, looking at all of those different things. And so for me, starting the business wasn't about the money per se. It was about the security of knowing that no matter what happened in my life, I would be able to take care of myself and my kids without having to go work a 9-to-5 job and then go to school and then spend all this extra time away from my kids. Because I watched my mom have to do that and make those sacrifices even when she didn't want to. Now that I have proven to myself that I can do that, that my business is generating money, that I, you know, have that sense of security of being able to take care of my kids and myself, if something were to happen to my husband, I now get to turn my focus for my business to be about you guys. I am very, 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 extremely blessed to have the opportunity to have a husband who provides a wonderful lifestyle for me and my kids. And I now get to have my business based on you guys and helping you versus me being able to quote unquote take care of the daily necessities of life, which is a beautiful place to be in because now I get to show up for you 1000% and to help you because my basic needs are being met. And that goes for all of us, right? When we understand why we are setting goals, why we want to restore thyroid function, and what that gives us, and what it's currently costing us emotionally, physically, financially to stay stuck, that can be a really scary thing to not understand what is happening and why it's happening and how it's keeping us stuck. You guys, I have worked with so many women where they're in that denial stage. They're in that pre-contemplation stage where they're like, yeah, I just go to the doctor and I get the medication and I'm still dealing with the hair loss and the fatigue and the weight gain, but it's okay because I've got medication now. And what I really want to say to you is, right? Like, I just want to cry for you because I know what it's like to be on the other side. I know what it's like to have the energy. I know what it's like to feel comfortable in your clothes and to be able to show up for yourself without spending hundreds of dollars on supplementation that is supposed to help you feel good. And you still don't, but you're taking it because you feel worse when you're not taking the supplements. It's really about having those step-by-step actions, right? We know that supplementation alone isn't enough. Anyways, I'm totally getting off track here. I'm ranting. But I want to tell you, when it comes to figuring out your reason why and your motivation, I like that word motivation, it's okay to be selfish for that period of time. It's okay for it to be about you. And that's why I shared that information about my business is I want you guys to know that my motivation in the beginning was for selfish purposes. Yes, it was to help you, but it was really about me and knowing that I could take care of my family. But now that that basic need is being able to be met, I now can turn my energy and my focus to you and to someone else. And that's the same thing for you. If your energy sucks, if you need a nap every single day, and you're having a hard time making dinner and cooking for your family and keeping a clean, organized house because your energy is not there, your thyroid is out of balance, and you're spending all this money and time and energy wasting away, it's okay to make it about you. It's okay to say, I have to spend money to find the tools and the resources to get unstuck for myself first, but then for my family, and then for my employer, and then for my kids. You guys, I can't even tell you how many of you women have had to quit your jobs because you have become unreliable in your jobs because your thyroid and your health is so out of whack. When I hear stuff like that, it devastates me. It literally devastates me. It makes me so incredibly sad for you because you don't deserve it. Okay, again, totally soapbox here. Let's move on to that next stage or that next way of thinking about goal setting. Your thoughts are constantly moving in and out of formation. And if you guys don't believe me, that's totally fine. Go read Leslie Householder's books on her book, The Jackrabbit Factor or The Portal to Genius, or you can read The Secret, or you can even look at Bob Proctor's work, because they all talk about the impact that your thoughts have on you. Simple adjustments in your language can make massive differences in the results that you're getting in your life. This is one of the things that we really work on with our clients in the Hansen Method, is helping them learn how to reframe their thinking. Because we all, as human beings, have around 60,000 thoughts every single day. And a majority of those thoughts, over 50% of those thoughts, are negative thoughts. Negative thoughts about someone else. Negative thoughts about ourselves. Negative thoughts about our life, our circumstances, our reality. And therefore, those thoughts become our reality because we're bringing more of that negativity into our life. And so one of the strategies I'll tell you too that I use for helping to reframe my thinking is every time I notice a negative thought, I immediately flip it and find two positive things. That's number one. The second thing that I have started to implement is finding what I call these pinch me, this is real life moment. Because I am really good at finding all of the bad things happening in my life, happening around me. And so by finding moments in the day to say, oh my gosh, this is my real life. I get to live this. I have found that my thoughts and my actions become much more positive, and I'm able to think and feel better about myself, about my life, about my circumstances. And that is so powerful. Okay, Now, let's go into how does Shannon set her goals? All right. I am such a visual person that you're going to have to head over to the show notes to see how I set this up. But just imagine that you have a square and you divide that big square on your piece of paper by 3 on top and 3 down. So you have a total of 9 squares, kind of like a tic-tac-toe board. They use this method very similar in feng shui, and this is how I was introduced to this way of goal setting. And it works really well for me because I have one goal for the year in these 9 different sections. So, like I said, it looks like a tic-tac-toe board. I put a border around it, so it's like a square, but you guys get the drift. So in the top right is going to be your abundance and gratitude corner. So if you're choosing to do this with me in real time, write down, what is my goal for treasuring my resources in 2020? And you can write down revenue goals. You can write down whatever it may be that helps you feel abundant and also having gratitude for yourself. The next section, so the one to the right of it, is your fire section. This is your identity. What is my goal for lighting my fire for others to see in 2020? What action can you take to help you ignite your goals and to grow yourself? Maybe that is a personal development opportunity. Maybe that's reading the scriptures from front to back for you. Whatever it is to help your light shine a little bit brighter, that's the goal you want to put in that section. Moving on to the next one. So this is your top right corner. This is your relationship and love corner. What is my goal for sharing my love in 2020? This could be a relationship goal with your spouse. This could be a relationship goal with your kids. This could be really anything having to do with relationships and building and strengthening relationships. Maybe you're having a really hard time with one of your kids, loving them. Setting a goal for that relationship, nurturing that relationship would be a great place to put that. The next section, so now we're in the middle row on the very left. This is your wood section. This is for growth. Writing down the question, what is my goal for growing myself care in 2020? This could be education. This could be professionally. Right? What can you do to grow yourself professionally? Maybe if you're a hairstylist, taking some additional courses to become a better hairstylist, to learn how to do something that's totally outside of my scope of practice. For me, I chose to take some additional courses for myself, and I wrote them down on my piece of paper as far as my goal for growth. This could be personally, this could be professionally, this could be whatever it is. The middle section is your earth section. This has to do with your health. And I love that this one is in the very center of everything because what is my goal for centering my health? Everything is dependent upon your health. We don't get the opportunity to go trade in our body when it doesn't work like we do our car. And so if you aren't feeling good, if you don't take care of your health first, then all of the other sections begin to crumble around it. So focusing on your health, making that the center of your life, is invaluable to you. The middle section on the right is your metal section. This is your talents. These are your gifts. These are your abilities that are unique to you. Asking yourself the question of, what is my vision for polishing my talents in 2020? I wrote down, and I almost even hesitate to tell you what I wrote down for 2020. I wrote down reading 3 books because at the beginning of 2020, that felt so difficult because I felt like every time I would sit down to read a book, my kids were always interrupting me. And so 3 books felt like a big goal, but also something that I could actually do. And I've surpassed that goal. So that's a great thing. But for you, I chose to use books because I felt like that was something that would help me refine my talents, my gifts, and I read self-help books and things like that. Obviously, you guys can do whatever you want to help you accomplish your goals. Maybe a goal for you is to take dance lessons. So that one would be signing up for dance classes and going once a week so that you can learn a different kind of dance. All right. The bottom left-hand corner is your good works. Charity. You guys, what is my vision for helping others in 2020? I don't think that we can be successful in life without thinking about others and without making attempts and making efforts towards helping other people. That helps us keep in perspective, keeps us motivated, and it really helps keep me grounded. The middle section on the bottom is your water section. This is your creativity section. So what is my vision for turning on my creativity? And I think of this as, like, with water being there, it should flow through you. It should be easy. Water flows free and easily, and it's liquid, so it just comes. And I have to tell you, my goal for 2020, I wrote in here last December, was to start a podcast. And what am I doing right now? When I set that goal, you guys, I didn't know how to do the tech. I didn't know how to do anything to start a podcast, to be quite honest. I didn't know what it took, but here I am making that effort. And I allowed that creativity to flow through me and to become a part of me. All right, the last section, the bottom right-hand corner, is your life path. This is the truth. What is my vision for following my truth in 2020? Or for this year, you guys, I keep saying 2020. For 2021, this could be, what are you envisioning for your life? What do you want to have happen? What is the life that you dream of having? And what do you need to do to accomplish that goal? That vision for your life. So many of us choose to let life happen to us without taking the reins by its hands and doing something to make it happen. That's the goal that I want you to have in that section. If you want to be a manager or be a CEO or, you know, move up in your job and your career because you're passionate about that, that's what you need to put there. You need to have something there that is going to motivate you to live the life of your dreams, to live the life that you envision for yourself, to live the life that is taking your kids to the park and riding bikes with them and being able to enjoy your time and your energy with them without being divided. That's the goal. And again, remember, they need to be SMART goals. You need to be able to measure them and have realistic expectations. Looking at my goals for this year, 2020, I see some of them that I set very realistically, and I was able to not only accomplish them, but I was able to blow them out of the water. And some of them I wasn't able to do very well because I lost sight of them. I wasn't focused. It wasn't top priority for me to accomplish that goal. And by looking at this and being able to sit here and reevaluate, how am I going to live my life? I can adjust my goals for 2021 to make them a little bit harder or to make them a little bit easier, or sit down and ask myself, what is the reason why I want to accomplish this? What is it going to give me to accomplish this said goal? All right. If 9 goals for you seems too much, and I've totally been there, so it's totally okay, divide your paper into 4 equal parts, okay? Top right corner, this is going to just be your spirituality, so your abundance and gratitude. In the top right corner, this is going to be your social and relationship and love goal, meaning developing a better relationship with your spouse, your kids, friends, you know, having more meaningful relationships, whatever that is for you in that bottom or in that top right corner. And the bottom left is your physical. This is your good works corner. What do you need your physical body to do in order to have good works, to create good works for other people? And in the bottom right-hand corner, this is your intellectual. This is your life path. This is your truth. This is more of who you are meant to be. So with that being said, you guys, goal setting is very, very personal. And I want you to make 2021 all about accomplishing your goals and becoming more of who you're meant to be. Sit down, spend time doing this, and start getting honest with yourself about the stages that you are in for goal setting. Are you in the pre-contemplation? Are you in the contemplation stage? Are you in the preparation stage? Are you in the action stage? Or are you in the maintenance stage and being able to stay on track? If not, what do you need to do in order to get yourself up to that next level? Is it hiring someone? Is it working with someone? Is it asking for help? Is it lowering your expectations? What is it that is going to help get you there faster? I would love to hear about the goals that you have decided to set for yourself. And I would love to hear if you use my chart and my method for goal setting for 2021. Send me a DM over on Instagram at sustainable.wellness, and I would love to personally review them and chat with you about your goals. And better yet, if one of your goals is to restore thyroid function and you are looking for a coach and a mentor to help you get there, send me a message and let's schedule a thyroid breakthrough call, or use the link in the show notes to not only schedule your complimentary thyroid breakthrough call, and download the goal setting worksheet so that you can start setting your goals for 2021 and not just setting them, but remembering them and knocking them out of the park. All right, I'll see you on the next.
Wait before you go.
Please subscribe. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and share on Instagram, and please tag us.
We love your review.